Everybody must work.
Welcome to Jeep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. The Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, is now in its third phase, and over 40,000 Jamaicans have already received employment under the project, with an estimated expenditure of Jamaica $5.7 billion. This was achieved through a joined-up government approach, which saw several ministries and agencies collaborating to ensure JEEP projects were carried out across the island. The National Housing Trust and Hard Trust NTA, through the Youth Upliftment Through Employment Youth Program, provided training in various aspects of construction for 43 young persons from St. Andrew. The project targets young persons from 18 to 29 who are out of school and unemployed.
Youth Build is designed to prepare young persons for successfully transitioning into the construction industry. It involves an element of vocational training facilitated by the HeartTrust NTA, as well as a broader professional and personal development program.
Coordinator for the Youth Build program, Melissa Johnson. The Housing Agency of Jamaica has also provided employment opportunities for residents of several communities in Kingston and St. Andrew through a zinc fence removal project. The $42 million Petro-Caribe-funded project seeks to beautify inner-city neighborhoods while providing employment opportunities. Communities that have benefited from the zinc fence removal project include Painland, Payne Avenue, Uganda Avenue, Lagos Avenue, 263 Spanish Town Road, Haile Selassie Avenue, and Maxfield Avenue in the Kentire division of Bedward Gardens.
It's a phase two project for the Chenstone Primary and High School. The first phase was the high school. The scope of works was to extend the existing boundary wall and put garnet or razor wire on top of it. And that was also true, the same scope of work for the primary school. And on the whole, the community found the work quite beneficial, provided them with short-term employment and at the same time upgrading the walls in their community.
Manager for the Zinc Fence Removal Project, Michael Hilton. Several road rehabilitation, retaining wall, drainage and sidewalk construction have also been undertaken throughout the year. This provided jobs for hundreds of Jamaicans. Numerous schools and community centers across the island have also been either constructed or rehabilitated through JEEP. The Cobbler Community Center in Manchester, which was out of use for some time, is one of the latest centers to be upgraded.
This is a place here that has been in operation and was abandoned over the years. So what we had is that the play field, along with the changing air bathroom, a shower, and changing air. The building was totally vandalized, and most of the furniture, which includes toilet stuff and the pipe fittings, everything was removed from the building. The pumps, the water tanks, all the electrical supplies and stuff was removed. So what I had to do is go in and refurbish, replace and repaint the building. Now the building is up and running.
Councillor for the Wolderston Division in Northeast Manchester, Burton Wright. Phase 2 of JEEP, which saw approximately 20,000 persons being employed, started July 1, 2012 and ended June 30, 2013. Phase 3 of the initiative started July 1, 2013 and will end March 31, 2014. To date, just over 1,000 persons have been employed under Phase 3. JEEP is one of the government's strategies geared at countering chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. That's it for today's edition of JEEP in Motion. Do join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.